Hey, this is friend of the podcast, Connor Golden, calling in. Someone named at Bronze's Word tweeted, "I was thinking about why so many in the radical left participate in speedrunning. The reason is the left's lack of work ethic, go fast rather than do it right, and in a Petersonian sense, to elevate alternative sexual archetypes in the marketplace like Fastest Mario, 1/14, jumping to 5/14. The answer is quite obvious if you think about it. The goal is the illusion of speed and the desire, subconscious, to promote radical leftist borderline communist ideals of how easy work is. Everyone always says that speed runs look easy. That is part of the aesthetic. Think about the phrase fully automated luxury communism in the context of speed running, and I strongly suspect that things will start to click in your mind. What happens to the individual in this? Individual accomplishment in speedrunning is simply waiting for another person to steal your techniques in order to defeat you. Where is something like intellectual property or patent in this necessarily communitarian process? Now, as to the sexual archetype model in speedrunning generally, if you have any passing familiarity with Jordan Peterson's broader oeuvre and of Jungian psychology, you likely already know where I'm going with this. However, I will say for the uninitiated, keep this passage of Maps of Meaning, page 91, in mind. The archetypal son continually reconstructs defined territory as a consequence of the assimilation of the unknown. In other words, there is a connection between sexuality and creativity that we see throughout time. And that made me say this in it.